ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 60, entitled Krishna Teases Rukmini, Text 16 to 24. Vaidarbhetad avigyaya वैदर्भ्येतद् अद्विज्ञाय त्वया दीर्घसमीक्षया भृता वयं गुणैर्हीना भिक्षुभिः श्लाघिता मुधा वैदर्भ्येतद्विज्ञाय त्वया दीर्घसमीक्षया भृता वयं गुणैर्हीना भिक्षुभिः श्लाघिता मुदा वैदर्भ्येतद् अविज्ञाय त्वया दीर्घसमीक्षया भृता वयं गुणैर्हीना भिक्षुभिः श्लाघिता मुधा। वैदर्भ्येतद् अविज्ञाय त्वया दीर्घसमीक्षया उता वयम् वैदर्भी। O princess of Vidarbha, etat, this, avijnaya, not knowing, tvaya, by you, adirgha samikshaya, without long range vision, vritaha, chosen, vayam, we, gunaihi, of good qualities, హీనాః డివాయిడ్ భిక్షుభిః బై బెగర్స్ శ్లాఘితాః ప్రైజ్డ్ ముధా అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ బివిల్డర్మెంట్. ఓ వైదర్భి, నాట్ బీయింగ్ ఫార్ సైటెడ్ యు డిడ్ రియలైజ్ దిస్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ యూ చోజ్ అస్ యాజ్ యువర్ హస్బెండ్ ఈవన్ దో వీ హ్యావ్ నో గుడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ అండ్ ఆర్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ ఓన్లీ బై డెల్యూడెడ్ బెగర్స్. అథాత్మనోనురూపం వై భజస్వ క్షత్రియర్షభం యేన త్వమాశిష సత్య ఇహాముత్ర చ లప్స్యతే లప్స్యసే. నౌ యూ షుడ్ డెఫినెట్లీ యాక్సెప్ట్ అ మోర్ సూటబుల్ హస్బెండ్, అ ఫస్ట్ క్లాస్ మ్యాన్ ఆఫ్ రాయల్ ఆర్డర్ హూ కెన్ హెల్ప్ యూ అచీవ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యూ వాంట్ బోత్ ఇన్ దిస్ లైఫ్ అండ్ ద నెక్స్ట్. Purport, Lord Krishna continues to tease his beautiful wife, trying to provoke her loving anger. Chaidya shalvasara jarasandha danta vakradayo nripa mama dvishanti vamoru rukmi cha pitavagrajah. Kings like Shishupal, Shalva, Jarasandha and Dantavakra all hate me. O beautiful thighed one, and so does your elder brother Rukmi. Tesham viryamadandhanam druptanam smayanuttaye anitasimaya bhadre tejo paharatasatam. It was to dispel the arrogance of these kings that I carried you away, my good woman, for they were blinded by the intoxication of power. My purpose was to curb the strength of the wicked. Udasina vayam noonam nastra patyartha kamukah atmalabdhasmahe purna gehayor jyotirik kriya. We care nothing for wives, children and wealth. Always satisfied within ourselves, we do not work for body and home, but like a light we merely witness. Shri Sukavacha etavaduktva bhagavan atmanam vallabha niva manyamanam avishyesham driptagna upamarama. Shukadeva Goswami said, Rukmini had thought herself specially beloved by the Lord because he never left her company. By saying these things to her, he vanquished her pride and then he stopped speaking. Iti triloke shapatestadatmanah priyasya devyashrutapurva ma priyam ashrutya bhita hrudijatave payush chintam durantam hrudati jagamah. Goddess Rukmini had never before heard such unpleasantries from her beloved, the Lord of the universal rulers, and she became frightened. A tremor arose in her heart, and in terrible anxiety, she began to cry.
Pada sujate nakaruna shriya భువం లిఖత్యశుభిరంజ నాసితౌ అసించతి కుంకుమరూషితౌ స్తనౌ తస్థావఘో ముఖ్యతి దుఃఖద్వగాక్.
విత్ హర్ టెండర్ ఫుట్ ఇఫల్జెంట్ విత్ రెడిష్ గ్లో ఆఫ్ హర్ నీల్స్ షీ స్క్రాచ్ ద గ్రౌండ్ అండ్ టీయర్స్ డార్కన్ బై హర్ ఐ మేకప్ స్ప్రింకల్డ్ హర్ and tears darkened by her eye makeup sprinkled her kumkuma reddened breasts. There she stood face downward, her voice choked up by extreme sorrow.
Tasya sukha dukkha bhayo shoka vinashta buddhe tasya sudukkha bhayo shoka vinashta buddhe हस्ताच्छलत्वयदयो व्यजनं पपात देहश्च विक्लवधियः सहसैव मुह्यन् रम्भेव वायुविहतो प्रविकीर्य केशान्।
Rukmini's mind was overwhelmed with unhappiness, fear and grief. Her bangles slipped from her hand and her fan fell to the ground. In her bewilderment, she suddenly fainted, her hair scattering all about as her body fell to the ground like a plantain tree blown over by the wind. Purport. Shocked by Lord Krishna's words, Rukmini could not understand that the Lord was only teasing, and thus she displayed these ecstatic symptoms of grief, which Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti characterizes as sattvika ecstasies ranging from becoming stunned to dissolution.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Satitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Jaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namo Tapta Kanchana Gaura Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Dev Namami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Paditanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Nama Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Rama Ram Hare Hare
O Vaidarbhi, not being far-sighted, you didn't realize this, and therefore you chose us as your husband, even though we have no good qualities and are glorified only by deluded beggars. Hare Krishna. So in this particular section, the transcendental ragging is going on and it's coming to an end, and it has had the required effect. We hear in colleges, especially in IIT, at one time there was so much ragging that the boys would commit suicide. Here also she's stunned and fainting. She fainted actually. So the ragging was successful. Of course, in the spiritual world it has a very special effect. While in the material world, it's the perverted reflection. It's actually very self-centered and having fun at others' cost, and therefore not very pleasant. Leaves a very bitter taste. But Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in his Sarartha Darshini Tika of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, gives very intimate and very deep understanding of this beautiful pastime.
He says, in this particular section, Krishna's apparently insensitive words are like the grinding stone and the pestle. And Rukmini's heart is like a mixture of sandalwood and camphor. So when on the stone, grinding stone and the pestle, you put wood, sandalwood and powder and other very fragrant ingredients, and the more you rub them, the more the fragrance of this camphor, sandalwood, etc. permeates the whole environment. Similarly, Krishna is wanting to glorify her eternally for all time to come. He's actually using this apparently harsh words to provoke and bring out the love within the core of Rukmini's heart for Krishna. And its manifestation, amazingly it is going to manifest. Actually, Krishna is actually testing. And Rukmini has come out successful. There are very wonderful purports given by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur that etad lilaya, in the beginning section, etad lilaya, that means it is a pastime not to stop but to strengthen the mood of service of Rukmini. And at the end of it, it comes out in such a wonderful way. And similarly, in our lives, Krishna, or sometimes He through His external energy, may also test us, tease us by telling in the core of our heart, I think you made a wrong choice, my dear devotee. What all you lost? You could have enjoyed so much if you had made the right choice. And now, you're wasting away your life. What is this tapasya? No meditating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. And what is this chanting going on? What are you going to get out of it? What did you leave? What fantastic opportunities were there? How much you could have enjoyed? Think, still think. Actually, he says, when he says, you know, so many people were aspiring after you, then Rukmini may ask, then why did you choose me? You shouldn't have come. I sent you my letter. That's my right. I can send. Why did you come? Therefore he's answering, I came only to put up the pride of all these rascals. By the way, you were just an instrument, that's all. I just came to teach them a lesson. Then she may say, theek hai, you taught a lesson and now you are proposing that you can, you are proposing me that I can get married, but what about you? How will you manage? Don't worry, I am not attached to women, I am not attached to wealth, I am not attached to children. I am Atmaram. I am self-satisfied. So don't worry about me. You go ahead. Don't waste away your life. Even Ravan tells this to Sita. Why are you wasting away your prime youth? You know, here it is. Get this opportunity. Take advantage. Look what I have to offer. Krishna seems to be doing something similar, apparently. And then how do we reply? A punch on the face with our enthusiasm, faith and patience is shown by Rukmini Devi. First she is kind of taken aback. Is Krishna really serious? That's also a sign of love. Vishwanchakruti Thakur says that actually Krishna was wanting to see her frowning face and twisted eyebrows and angry glances. He wanted to have some fun. We, in the last few days, have been having dissertation after dissertation on each aspect. No, one devotee spoke, Nanda Dulal Prabhu spoke on the science of teasing with all references in the scriptures. How Krishna teases so many people in so many ways. Lord Chaitanya also teased an astrologer who can see your past life. He was so proud that I can see the past life of everyone. I can tell who you were in your past life. So Mahaprabhu wanted to tease him, Nimai. And he said, oh, can you please tell me? Little boy Nimai goes and says, can you please tell me, Baba, who I was in my past life? He said, all right, I have my Gopal mantra. I go into meditation and I can see. And he went into meditation. He saw Matsya avatar. He saw Kurma avatar. He saw Narsingh Dev. He said, what's happening? And he said, so, who was I? Who was I, Baba? Wait, I'll tell you. And then he sees Ram avatar, Krishna avatar. So, Baba, who was? Looks like you are tired. I'll come back tomorrow. No. He said, actually, I'll tell you, in my past life, I was a cowherd boy, laughed and went away. So, he teased the astrologer. He was really confused. He was right. His Gopal mantra was effective, but he couldn't understand. He couldn't kind of figure out. So, here of course he's doing it so please her and inspire her devotion. Another very interesting point that is written is Rukmini had arranged her palace in a way that is very pleasing to Krishna. And in the purport it writes, that's what it is about deity worship. Deity worship is about creating a very favorable environment for the pleasure of Krishna. It was all perfectly suited to please Krishna. His likes and dislikes are known and created. That was very, very pleasing. Another very interesting thing, that Rukmini had so many maid servants. And they were actually fanning Krishna. But she took one of the yak-tail fans with a bejeweled handle, and she started doing it herself personally. So she knew how to prioritize her services. Some services we need to do ourselves. Some can be delegated. Devotees sometimes have a lot of confusion to balance their life. Time management. They are the favorite seminars, time management seminars. Not able to manage time and all the required. Here Rukmini is showing there are, one has to know, there are so many roles we play in life. And in each role there are so many goals to be achieved. Right? You have to play so many roles, and in each role there are so many goals. But then unfortunately we have only 24 hours in a day. So how do you accommodate it? One is multitasking. Krishna is a super multitasker. He can do so many things in one stroke. Just by one discussion, he's teaching so many things to so many people and doing his responsibilities also. And the second is expert delegation. There are some things you cannot delegate, which only you need to do. There are some things that can be. So unless we learn that, so Rukmini has, she knows exactly what kind of services needs to be done personally. And also, there is another usage of the word, ya lilaya dhritatanur anurupa rupa. Ya lilaya, understanding the mood in which the Lord has come. Ya lilaya dhrita tanur. The internal energy or his intimate associates of the Lord, knowing exactly the mood of or the intention of the Lord, they accept a form or a mood that is anurupa rupa, that is perfectly in harmony with the mood of the Lord. A good servant understands the mood of the master and exactly adjusts everything in relationship to that. Today we are celebrating Hanuman Jayanti. Hanuman, he knew what was the mood of his Lord. He did extra things what was not told to him. But he did only those extra things which he knew would actually be pleasing to the Lord. He didn't do anything that was displeasing to the Lord. He didn't do anything that would bring disrepute to the Lord. He could have done and destroyed Lanka and done something. Actually, when he burnt Lanka, half of Lanka, his anxiety was, is Sita burnt? Then my whole mission is defeated. I go back and say, I found Sita, but I burnt Lanka and she also got burnt. How can I face my Lord? Then he rushed and then he saw, oh, Sita is alright, okay, alright. So, anurupa rupa, when the Lord takes up in Dwarka, the same Radharani comes as Rukmini Devi, awe and reverence, with full opulence. And Krishna in his original mood in Vrindavan, she is also dressed accordingly. Her mood, her dress, her disposition, everything is perfectly in harmony. Just like Nityananda, amazing servant of Lord Chaitanya, knows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in magnanimous mood. He is super magnanimous, more than Lord Chaitanya. And he doesn't, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking of, you know, killing Jagannath Madhava, he says, hey, if you do this, how can, leave him. Perfectly understands the mood of the Lord. And Rukmini understands, she is anurupa rupa, ya lilaya dhritatanur. And all the various allegations that are made by Krishna, referring to Rukmini Devi, about making a right choice for a suitable partner, a lifetime partner, is actually very important for ordinary living entities. Compatibility. Compatibility is one of the most important. Why compatibility? Because life is a journey. And in this journey, anukulyasya sankalpo pratikulyasya varjanam. Anything that is favorable to this journey of human life is important. And therefore, if you are having a long journey, we need a suitable partner. It's a It's a great advantage to have a compatible partner. It's such an asset. So here he's telling few things that he says. He says, Vaidarbhi etad avijnaya. Avijnaya means you did not take full, you were not in full knowledge of the situation. And therefore you made a wrong choice. Who are you and who am I? You are a princess. I am a coward boy. You have a lot of opulence. I have no bank account. You are fair. I am dark. Nothing is compatible. Here, the things that he says, you were not far-sighted. A dirgha samikshaya. Iksha means to see. Dirgha, long-sighted. And a dirgha means short-sighted. In this world, we see so many times. I personally have witnessed in my little short lifespan so many people making choices simply which is very, very kind of not really out of infatuation. Infatuated, not seeing the far-sighted, just see the instant, immediate, some kind of benefit. And have difficulties later. But then if you are too far-sighted, you will never come to a decision. So you do your best and then leave the rest. Understanding. Bhogena punyam kushalena papam. Kalevaram kala javena hitva. Shri Prahlad is taught by Lord Narsingadev the art of expert living. How to live in this world? He said, bhogena punyam. By punya, bhogena. Whenever unasked for happiness comes, you accept it thinking, my punya, reactions of punya are getting exhausted. Be happy. And kushalena papam. By expert living, you should tolerate all the, or sometimes by voluntary austerities, the papa is finished. Kalevaram kala javena hitva. It doesn't matter. Whatever comes by Lord's mercy, accepting it as Krishna's loving, gift, just do the needful. Go ahead. Otherwise, it will never be possible, So you have to be medium-sighted, practically speaking, and far-sighted from the focus point of view. Far-sighted means ultimate goal is in focus. That should not get blurred. Near-sighted means, as Prabhupada very beautiful, Shreyas and Prayas. Only considering Prayas will be near-sightedness. Considering Shreyas, that is actually far-sightedness. So, that is one thing that he says. And the second thing he says is, Gunair Hina. I have no qualities. And then he says, Udasina Vayam. Don't worry. I'm telling you to, reconsider, even if you go away. You may think, what about me? Don't worry, I am Udasina Vayam. I am a very neutral person. I am self-satisfied. And hearing all this, Rukmini Devi completely is devastated. And her bangles slip from her hand. Can you imagine how much she shrunk out of fear of losing Krishna? That the bangle, generally bangle very difficult. I know, you know, when I was young, these bangle sellers used to come taking a big, basket. And it's so difficult, you know, there's an art of putting the bangle, otherwise, you know. She's expert. Squeeze the hand. And, my sister was crying. And once put, very difficult to remove. But actually the bangle flew off. That means she shrunk literally out of fear. That was her love. And the chamara also flew away. Fell down from her hand. Slipped from her hand. And she just fell flat to the floor. And Krishna said, hey, what's happening? I thought I'll just have some fun. She, kirkira ho gaya maza. She spoiled it. He got up and out of concern, suddenly he exhibited four hands. For Krishna to exhibit four hands or 1,000 hands, he doesn't have to make an effort suddenly. two hands coming out. He just thinks and things happen. That's the difference between us and Krishna. God has to think and things happen. He has so many potencies. So he wanted to pick up Rukmini. He wanted to caress her face. He wanted to wipe her tears all at once. So therefore, immediately Krishna picked up and four hands manifested and did the needful. And then she gave her solace. You know, he gave her don't worry, I'm just joking. You think I'm going to leave you? And Rukmini wanted to confirm, are you sure? Yes, I was actually joking. Come on, what is this? Once Rukmini was convinced that actually Krishna is not serious, he's actually joking. And Krishna can be very serious when he jokes. He may have the last laugh, but in between there is a tremendous thing that you go through. Then Rukmini got up. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, she fulfilled his desire. She got up. Achha, you think I made a wrong choice? You think I'm short-sighted? And then she started, of course, I'm a little exaggeration, but she actually was literally like a punch on the face. She was giving back shastrically how she was not a fool. She was not a fool. She was not foolish. She made this choice out of full understanding. And she has made the best, she has taken the best step. Systematically, one after another, 11 allegations Krishna had made. Proving that you are less intelligent, you made a wrong choice. And systematically, she dismantles all the arguments by her counter arguments. Very perfect Shastric arguments. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, if Rukmini knew exactly Krishna's desire is he wants me to see angry, she could have become angry. Why did she faint? He says, very interesting point. He says, Krishna's Ichha Shakti is subordinate to him. Whatever Krishna desires, it happens. But there is one shakti called prema which controls Krishna. In front of prema, Ichha Shakti has no power. And sometimes prema goes against the Ichha Shakti just to give Krishna some special ecstasy. If everything were to happen exactly as you wanted and desired, there's no fun, there has to be excitement. So sometimes prema
goes against the Lord's ichha to give him a surprise and you know, some ecstasy and enjoyment. So it's nice when you tease someone and that person really is, you know, believes that what you're doing is true and is affected. You enjoy it. You like it. Suppose you have a gift or a surprise and you want to give that surprise to your partner and, you know, you arrange everything and the door opens and whoo, suddenly, if he says, I know the door is going to open and you know, I know what's going to come. Yeah. There's no fun. You expect some surprise and something else comes, which you never expect. Then there is excitement. So the prema shakti of the Lord, which controls Krishna, even overpowers his ichha shakti. That's what gives the Lord so many wonderful excitement. So she says, oh, today we'll discuss only the three arguments or four arguments that he is giving and how she eventually counteracts it. She says, you think I was short-sighted? She says, no, my Lord. He says, I have deeply considered before choosing you. I have considered, it is described in the purport, by Srila Prabhupada's disciple, Rukmini made an exhaustive and factual appraisal of the cosmic situation before choosing her husband. She considered everyone, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu, Surya, and she realized all of them are useless. Because eventually all of them are affected by the time factor, which is so powerful. They are all crushed by the time which manifests from the eyebrows of the Lord. It looks like this and finished. Everything is finished. And therefore, don't think I am short-sighted. I have considered the whole cosmic situation and only then did I make this choice. And you say, avigyaya, I had no knowledge. In the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lakshmi Devi says, why she chose the Supreme Lord as her husband? Savai patisyad akuto bhayam swayam samantatah pati bhayaturam janam sa eva eke itaratha mitho bhayam naivatma labhad adhimanyate param. She says, who is a husband? Really, pati. Pati means a person who is the maintainer and protector. Now, who in this world can claim himself to be the pati? The Lord and Master. Pati means one who has full control of everything. Unless you are in full control of everything, how can you give shelter to someone? If I give shelter to you, but I am not in control of so many other factors that can harm you, I am helpless. So, savai patihi. Two qualifications she said. Of who is a real pati? Shriyapati, Yajyapati, Prajapati, Dhyampati, Lokapati, Dharapati. Patirgatishchandhaka vrishti sattvatam, prasidatam me bhagavan satam pati. Shukadeva Goswami says, who is a real pati? Prajapati, Dharapati, Dhyampati. He says, savai pati syad akuto bhayam swayam. Only that person is fit to be the ideal husband or pati or master. Pati here not as a husband, actually the master. Who is absolutely fearless? Who in this world is fearless? Unless you take shelter of the fearless. Bhajahure mana shinand abhaya charanarva. Why Prahlad was fearless? Because he had taken shelter of the fearless. Therefore he was fearless. Otherwise in this world, everyone is fearful. Fearful of death. Fearful of uncertainties which we have no control over. And then the second thing she says, samantatah pati bhayaturam janam. Not only is that person absolutely fearless, but that person can give real abhaydan. Don't worry, I am there. Let me see who can hurt you. If that person gives shelter, mare Krishna rakhe ke, rakhe Krishna mare ke. That is a real husband. That is a real master. If Krishna says, ma shuchah, sarva dharman paritya jamamekam sharanam. Lord Ram told also, Vibhishan came and took shelter and everyone was doubting, no, what if he does damage? Don't worry. Sakradeva prapannoyas tavasmi abhayam sarvadatasmai dadami etad vratam mama. And Krishna is satya vratam. He stands by his words. If he makes a word, no one can go against it. So Rukmini is saying, I am not fool. I am not short-sighted. I exactly know what the situation is. I have full knowledge of the things as they are. And with due consideration, I chose you, my Lord. Oh, and you call yourself gunairihina? No qualities? My Lord, let me tell you are actually gunalaya. You are a storehouse of wonderful qualities. And what kind of qualities? They are eternal qualities. In this world, few people may have some quality. But these qualities keep changing. Or even if it doesn't change, it cannot stay eternally. Say for example, youthfulness. How long can be youthful? Strong, powerful, how long? Beautiful, how long? But my Lord, you have all these qualities eternally. Not only that, they are in perfection and they are in completion, unlimited. No one can say I am unlimitedly powerful, unlimitedly beautiful, unlimitedly strong. But Krishna is to its ultimate degree. So all qualities, ultimate degree, eternally, and amazingly, all opposite qualities are also harmoniously in him. How can a person be strong like a thunderbolt and simultaneously soft like a rose? How can somebody show tremendous anger and simultaneously be the most compassionate? How can a person be absolutely impartial but exclusively partial to his devotees? All the contradictions are so harmoniously resolved in the absolute, in its perfection. And therefore, as Rukmini Devi told when she wrote her love letter to Krishna, she says, my Lord, I fell in love with you after hearing your glories from the great devotees of the Lord. You may say, I fell in love with you. You may say, it's my fault. But it is your fault also. I have two faults and you have two faults. I have two faults. What is my two fault? I have a ear. And I have my mind, my intelligence. And you have two faults. You are so beautiful and you are so full of qualities. So don't blame me. You are also equally responsible. What can I do? I heard about you. I couldn't fall for anyone else. I considered everything. After hearing Shutva Gunan Bhuvana Sundara Shunvatante, after hearing about you, who is that foolish woman who will go for someone else as her master? So you don't blame me. I have done suitable, enough research.
before choosing you. I have not been false. So gunalayam. And then, oh, you are udasina. You are self-satisfied, least bothered about wife and children and wealth and things. Suddenly Rukmini Devi goes into a different mood. She said, yes, my Lord, it is a fact. You have absolutely self-satisfied. There is no need for me. There is no need for you to have me. But it is your mercy that you have mercifully glanced at me. Because she compares herself to the external energy. Even though, actually she is the internal energy of the Lord. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rasmat. Radha Krishna are one. They cannot be separated. Energy and the energetic, just like the sun and the sun rays, cannot be separated. Actually, in the Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, in the 10th canto, 53rd chapter, Krishna expressed about Rukmini Devi. He said, I can't live without her. I can't sleep without her. A sleepless night if she's not with me. And actually, in that sense, she is not separate from him. She is the Ladini Shakti, the internal potency. And therefore, he is Atmaram. Yes, he is finding satisfaction in her alone. And she is not outside of him. But here, Rukmini Devi turns the argument by saying, out of her humility, she turns it around and says, yes, she compares herself. Right now, in this, the understanding is she's representing the external energy. She says, it's your mercy that you have glanced at me and given an opportunity for me to do some seva. Otherwise, I'm absolutely unqualified. And in this way, Rukmini Devi is so beautifully justifying and completely counteracting all the arguments of Krishna. And in this way, through this beautiful pastime, the lesson for us is, may not be Krishna, or Krishna also, or his external energy may test us also. You chose me, I think you made a mistake. Think about it. If you want, you can still now go. The whole world is open for you. And inspired by Rukmini Devi's mood, we should be ready to counteract and tell Krishna on the face, nonsense. I am not short-sighted, I am very long-sighted. Goloka eva nivasati. I know where my destination is. Vyavasayatmika buddhi. And we show that by our determination, by our enthusiasm, by our faith, and by our patience. Utsat nishya dhairya. And then Krishna, actually, I asked once His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, Maharaj, why do devotees suffer so much? Actually, after coming to devotional service, most of the times, suffering increases. I said, why? He said, for two reasons. For purification and glorification. When gold is put into the fire, first is purification. Gold becomes more shining, comes out more brighter than ever. Because that is the time when testing is the time when assessment is done. Real tests are done to assess. Actually, sometimes today people are scared of exams. Real purpose of examination is to give the student an assessment of where he or she stands. So these are the things where you are weak. Work on these subjects. And these are your strengths. Cultivate them and, do it well. So tests are going to come. Actually, they are sent by Krishna to expose us. It's like showing your own x-ray to you. Ye tera problem. Here there is a white shadow. You need to remove this. You have to work on that. Right? It's like an x-ray shown to us.
So if we take it with a proper attitude, these tests, then failure is a stepping stone to success. And success is pat on the back to inspire us to move ahead. It doesn't matter. Tattenu kampam sushamikshamanu. So this is a proper attitude. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So it's late, we will not have any questions. Hare Krishna.